Welcome to This Week in Lotus. The weekly roundtable discussion of all things social, collaboration, technology and community. Here's your host, Stuart McIntyre.
This Week in Lotus, episode 104, recorded on Thursday, 12th July 2012, More Money Than God. We're joined by Mike McGarrell, Richard Moy and Mary Berg to discuss MW Lug 2012, the rise of user groups and their impact on paid events, Connections 4.0, Notes 854 packaging and much more. All this coming up on This Week in Lotus. Oh, and once again, we had a few Skype gremlins creep in through the show, so please forgive us, we've done our best to improve things as much as we can. Enjoy. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. You can find this and other tech-related podcasts at techpodcast.com. Hello and welcome to This Week in Lotus. We are back after quite a little interval with episode 104 of the weekly podcast about all things Lotus and IBM collaboration. I'm joined once again by Darren Duke. Hello, Darren.
Happy Independence Day. Remember, one man's traitor is another man's revolutionary.
Absolutely. Is it congratulations for Independence Day? Anyway, I hope everybody enjoyed the celebration on Independence Day. I guess it was a week or so ago. How's everything else with you, Darren? You busy?
Insanely busy because of the holiday was right in the middle of a week, like Wednesday. It couldn't have been at the worst day, so you lose the first half of the week, you lose the second half of the week, and it just kind of spirals out from there. But it's been pretty busy, go, and then we've got a couple of big domino migrations to new hardware coming up, which is always fun. So it's busy, and ever since Lisa came back from Sources of Connections, we've had our heads down.
Fantastic. Well, I really enjoyed Independence Day because I had a day without any calls with the folks in America I work with every day, so that was a blessing for us over in the UK. So we are joined by three good folks around the community this week to discuss an upcoming user group conference. First of all, we have Mike McCarroll. Hi there, Mike.
Good morning, Stuart. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning. Now, before I mess up the name of your company, let me ask you to do it instead. So who do you work for and what do you do, Mike?
I work for Zarnowski Display Services, and I'm an application developer specializing in XPages. Most of the stuff we're doing now is in XPages. I do some maintenance with actually classic note stuff and a lot of classic Domino, but everything that we're doing, all the new stuff, is going into XPages.
And I think you've got a new member of your team, haven't you, joined Zarnowski?
Yes, we did. We were lucky enough to have Devin Olson join us on our team. So now we have Dave Leedy and Declan Lynch is our boss supervisor. So it's a really great group of people to work with over there.
The man with the pointy hair as well.
Yes, and John Rowling too.
Yeah. What a fantastic team. It must be great fun working there.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Awesome.
He has to say that though.
They'll be listening, won't they?
Yes, they will. So
awesome. Well, thanks for joining us today, Mike. Also joined by one of your colleagues on the user group team by Richard Moy. Hi there, Richard.
Good morning.
Good morning. Girl. So how are you?
Okay, I'm doing great.
Awesome. So do you want to tell us who you work for and what you do?
I work for a Fora group. It's actually my company. We basically are IBM business partner, and we focus on the Domino stack. And we have our own social platform called iFora. And I do most of the marketing and sales, and I do some of the programming. So.
Fantastic. Well, we've had you on a couple of times, I think, in the past. So it's great to have you back on Twill again. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me back.
Wonderful. And also joined by a new guest on Twill by Mary Berg. Hi there, Mary.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. So I believe you work for a local government organization. So what do you do there?
I am a software specialist, which means I do lots of things.
And I guess some of those things are to do with latest technology.
Yes. Yes. I do lots of work with our notes and Domino here, and I do development and work starting a whole new life in X Pages myself.
Awesome. So you're working your way along. Have you read any of the books we've been discussing on tour recently?
Yes, I just purchased the Extension Library book, and I got it in the mail this week. So I'm really looking forward to reading all about that and getting myself going in the Extension Library more and learning that whole X Page stuff has been quite a new challenge for me.
I can imagine. I'm sure Mike and Richard can talk about some of the challenges.
It's a challenge for
had.
Everybody, let me tell you.
Yes.
So let's kick off then with Richard, I guess. So we start with MW Lug. We've covered it on the podcast in previous years, but I'm guessing you're back again for 2012.
Yeah, this is our fourth year since we started MW Lug, and it's been probably one of the biggest ones we have had. And it will be quite entertaining with many different things that's coming up.
Excellent. And you know, that's amazing. You're back for that number of events. And what's going to be different this year? Are there any major changes from previous ones?
There's been a number of changes this year. One of the interesting things is that our opening session speaker this year would be a woman. In fact, three out of two opening session speaker will be a woman. And we thought that we would concentrate more on a social track than we have had in the past. And it's a little different than last year, where we actually had kind of the beginning of the social track. This year, we're concentrated heavily on social track, plus some interesting sessions that you probably would never get anywhere, you know, any IBM conference.
Well, I think the fact that there's some highly technical tracks is different than some IBM conferences. That seem to be pointing a lot to more strategy sort of things. I think that's one good thing about Lugs is they actually go into the details about how to do things. You know, this is how you set things up, or this is how you write this code. You know, this is what you need to change. So,
I think it's a benefit. Mike, you're exactly right. It fills a very techno niche, I guess, is a good way of describing it. And one of the things I like about MW Lug is it's always in a different place. This year, it's where this year?
It's going to be in Pittsburgh from August 15th through the 17th. And probably one of the interesting things about Lugs is that there's not that many marketing stuff in the sessions. It's really all peer business and technical sessions. And you probably learn a lot more, you know, in the 2 days than you would learn in any other conference, because we're concentrating really on what the attendees are looking for. We actually have people coming from Argentina. I just got an email from someone from Argentina who's coming up to, MW Lug, which kind of surprised me, because we started MW Lug primarily as a kind of a super local regional conference just around the Great Lakes. But this year we're having people coming from Europe and Canada, and looks like now in South America too. So
we're just missing an Australian. Hint, hint, cough, cough.
I think it's also very important about like what Darren said about having it be in different places, because working for a local government, our budgets are very, very strict and tight. And for us to travel, it's really difficult for us to get approval for that kind of thing. And when the Lugs move from state to state, it gives those a chance that aren't able to travel past certain amounts of mileage to join in and get involved in a Lug when, you know, perhaps they weren't able to travel before. So moving it around, I think it was pivotal in me being able to attend.
So which years did you attend, Murray?
I attended last year in Milwaukee.
So did I, and I apologize for that.
We had a good time.
Yes, we did.
And it's always great to hear from, you know, from quite plain attendees, because so often we get to hear from the organizers, in, you know, guys like Mike and Richard. But also, you know, how did you find it coming in as an attendee? Was it your first user group you've been to?
Yes, it was my first year. I had never participated in anything of this sort, and was really, really excited to meet people that had been through the things I had been through, felt the way I had felt, and kind of start forming relationships with people that you knew you could contact or call or get some information from, or even just an opinion on something, and they understood what you were trying to say and what you meant. It was really a wonderful thing for me to be able to have these insights to the whole world of Domino and Lotus that I had never been able to, you know, get to that point myself. And I'm really grateful for the Lux. I think they're an amazing, amazing group of people. And I think it's, you know, pretty, pretty important.
And Richard, back to you. You know, MW Lug has been around for that number of years, but I'm guessing because you're involved in things like Granite User Group and so on, is MW Lug kind of sprung from other user groups that were around before, or was it something new that came together a time ago?
Well, the MW Lug started because of IM Lug, not IM Lug, but iLug in the Irish Lug that they had that Bill Buckham had. Me and Greg Aldridge basically, you know, met at 2008 Lotus Fair, and we're talking about, you know, it'd be nice to have something that's more regional, where we have something similar to that, where we have a conference. And that's how it got started, because the individual regional users groups, you know, sometimes didn't have the budget to meet, or they really had restrictions in terms of where they could meet, because they normally would have met in an IBM facility or a library, and it was really kind of getting harder and harder with no budgets. So we said, you know, why don't we try something similar with the Irish Users Group had. And so we came up with a concept of, you know, having it right in one city, you know, have it move from different cities so that everyone has a chance to host it, but at the same time have a chance to go, because, you know, a lot of people could not travel to Lotus Fair, especially around 2008 when the economy was going down. So that's how we kind of started the whole thing. And it's really been great for me myself personally, because, you know, I've never met a lot of you guys. I knew Mike, I would see him walking by each time at Lotus Fair, and we would say hi to each other. But it's been really through NW Lug and the rest of the other Lug conferences that I've met a lot of people, including Mary and in Darren too, so in person at least.
Again, I apologize for that.
And Mike, when is it this year?
It's August 15th through the 17th.
Okay, and so I think
Wednesday evening, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah. Fantastic. I'm pretty sure you've got something to do with the website, haven't you, Mike? So do you want to tell people about the website and what kind of stuff you've got on there?
Well, we have a lot of good stuff on there, of course. And we just posted the sessions on there. So all the sessions, the titles are on there. It's separated by tracks. We got five tracks. So regarding social business, application development, system administration. Richard, you're going to have to help me with the other two here.
Business strategy and cases, and new technology, mobility, and integration. So.
Right. So we cover a lot of different areas.
There's so many tracks. Okay. Even the organizers can't remember them.
Can't even remember them.
Well, we actually have even more coming. We probably have a total of 40 tracks in 2 days, which is, I think, more
sessions
than Otis there.
Yeah. Wow. That's seriously
40
impressive.
In 2 days.
Yeah. And a lot of different speakers from all around the community. I think that's another great bonus about Lugs and conferences like this. You get the people that are actually doing the work out there talking to you about it. And not just what people think, you know, not salespeople saying, oh, here's how I think this would go. It's people really doing it and telling you what's good, what's bad.
And I think probably more than 95% of the sessions will be all technical and business strategy. If there is hardly any marketing sessions, except for this, maybe for a few of the sponsor sessions, but even some of the sponsor sessions are being provided as this peer technical tracks. It's more of a, just a venue to for the sponsors to actually get a session. And they're actually, I think most of the sponsor tracks are peer technical sessions. They're not even kind of market their product. So if you really want to learn stuff, this is a place to go to.
Speaking of the site, we built the site this year. We built it using S Pages since we wanted to try it out with the latest technology. And we're kind of finding that it, I don't know how to say this nicely. It just doesn't, we kind of experimented with stuff and it's coming back to bite us in some ways because the site is sort of up and down right now. We're working with IBM to fix that, yeah. But it's, it seems like every day it's crashing. So if someone gets to it, it's not up. We know about it. We're probably working on it, and it'll be up again in a few minutes.
You're doing some good QA testing for IBM, I guess. That's the positive spin. And it's a very good looking website. You know, I've worked with the other template that Matt White and the UK Lug team have worked on in the past, and this one, you know, goes even beyond that in terms of look and feel and some of the features in it. So good job on that, Mike. Well done for putting that together. And then looking at the speakers, you've got a really good OGS speaker from IBM, haven't you, Lewis Richardson, who always does a great job of those keynotes.
Yes, yeah. And we also have a speaker from 4C Technologies, who's the kind of sponsor for this year. Also, we would like to thank them for doing the graphics for the website. They actually put their time in putting and helping create all the graphics for not only the website, but also the t-shirts and the bags that we'll be having. We'll have some announcement about the bags pretty soon. Hopefully, if Greg's successful, we'll have a pretty big announcement on that. And we also will have the opening session speaker for NWLUG. It's never a someone in the community, actually someone's outside community. And she's going to talk about the social impact about using social technology to build a community, which is kind of important since we are a very focused community within the IBM communities, IBM world. So.
Fantastic. And Darren, will you be there again this year?
I am planning on it. I've never been to Pittsburgh, and up until yesterday, I didn't know there was a H in Pittsburgh. I couldn't figure out why the Google Doc in the show notes was given a typo. I'm like, why? What spelled right? What are you about? I went and looked at the site, and there was a H at the end of Pittsburgh. So you learn something new every day. But Pittsburgh's one of them cities that is surrounded by water on lots of different sides. So it's going to be a very interesting place for me to visit because I like walking around cities like that. So I'm looking forward to it. I was there last year, like with Mary as well, and it is. It's very good technical content, and it is a different kind of conference. There's a very big aspect of social, which, you know, Lisa has been very verbose about, with either lack of at some conferences or very good, like Social Connections and NWLUG. So she likes it from that respect, and it goes beyond just the tooling, for that kind of track. And I think that needs to be done. I don't think a lot of people are going to go to Lotusphere to learn about social. I know that's going to upset IBM a bit, but it's a lot easier in an informal environment when you are not being sold to and marketed to and riff ID'd everywhere. And that's why I like the super lugs is what I call them, the multi-day lugs. And I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Also, too, it's not just learning about social; it's actually being social because you're getting out and doing things with people. And I know last year we had different events where, you know, like the baseball game on Friday night. There was the comedy club last year. So you're out with people and you're out actually being social. That's one of the great things that I like about it.
And also, this year we'll be making an announcement next week, in terms of actually, maybe tomorrow, today, I think is, announcing, what the Thursday event's going to be. We're still working on the Friday event, in terms of what we're going to be doing for Friday. And on Wednesday, we also had a social gathering or reception. And one thing I did want to mention is that, you know, Paul Mooney is actually having his ethical, hacking, workshop just before Endeavor Lug on Wednesday. So if you're coming early on Tuesday and be interested in that, he's doing that whole entire workshop just before NW Lug, and then right after NW Lug, after his workshop, we'll be doing the reception. So,
but that's a separate event, right? I mean, basically.
Yeah.
But I think it always helps sort of tie in these special one-day things like ethical hacking, or you know, Team Studio Unplugged, or you know, take your pick, HA with Bez, if anyone ever does that now. I think it's always good to put that either the day before or the day after a conference, because I think you get a lot of people already there, and then your potential market opens up quite substantially. So I think that's a good move for both MW Lug and for Paul Mooney and Team Studio, who I think are hosting that.
Yeah. And Team Studio is also a sponsor for MW Lug, so.
And they have to register for the ethical hacking separately, right? That's not, didn't I see that?
Yeah, you have to call it Paul Mooney's site. It's totally separate. No. You need to still, if you're still interested in going taking that, you still need to pay it separately. And it's, I don't know what the cost is, but it's, yeah, I've been told it's very, very good. But I'm not a DOM administrator, so.
And I'm not ethical, so.
And Mary, how did you find it, you know, coming into it for the first time last year? Did you find the community sort of welcoming and kind of open to conversation with you? I mean, did you manage to get to speak to some of the speakers, maybe?
Yes, I really enjoyed the whole experience. And when I first got involved, I was like a little nervous and thinking that, you know, not going to be able to keep up, or I wasn't going to be able to figure out what was going on in the sessions and whatnot. But I found that it was right what I needed, and everybody was about at my level, and maybe even a little less than where I was in case of, you know, version in notes. And I really got a lot out of the whole feeling and camaraderie of the whole event was really well done.
Fantastic. And yeah, I've not been to MW Lug, but certainly from the lugs I've been to, that seems to be fairly consistent. One of the great features about it is how easy it is to access, even if you're new to the community or perhaps new to that lug. So fantastic job to make it so, guys that have been involved in that, organizing that. And it looks on the website as if it's being held at some fantastic hotel.
Yeah, it's being held at the Army William Penn Hotel in Pittsburgh, and it's a really historic hotel. Many presidents have stayed there. I think it's probably close to 80 years old, and it's at least from what I see on the website, it has a fantastic lobby. I mean, it's really one of the classical hotels that's been around for many, many years. We will be, unfortunately, given the size of the conference, we'll be in the basement. So,
oh, don't say that. Come on now.
So if tornadoes come through, we'll be fine.
There you go.
So it is the picture on the website, the one that looks like the three pillared kind of hotel, the big brick one. Is that the hotel? Because last year there was a picture of a hotel that wasn't the actual hotel we were looking at. I drove around for ages looking for a hotel that wasn't what I was expecting.
The hotel actually looks like that. Originally we asked for the ballroom, the really fancy ballroom, but it was on top floor, and then everyone had to take the elevators down to the session rooms, and it was just much of a pain. So, but it is actually even the lower level. It's very beautiful. So, I'm looking forward to it because I've been told that it's a fantastic hotel to be staying at. So,
and there's a special room rate, right?
Yeah, we have a special room rate for $135, I believe. I'll double check on the website. But it will expire on July 25th. I'm still trying to negotiate with them to extend it right now, but, it's actually in August becomes a popular destination hotel to attend. So right now, it's we still get a special room rate, and we still have some rooms available. And I've been told that I could probably extend the number of additional rooms if we exceed our allocation. So,
And here's a tip. So if you use the link on the website to go to the hotel, the group rate is already populated for you. And what Lisa found out the other day is they, if you don't put the days of the conference in there, then it comes back as it's not available. So you have to kind of, what we decided to do is put the days of a hotel in there, get the group rate, and then call the hotel to extend our day one side, the other as well. So there's just a tip for anyone who's reserving. Go through the link on the website, on the NW Look website.
So are you staying there for the whole week? Or?
I think we're coming up like Tuesday night, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong person. I'm not in charge of my life at all.
So if you come from Chicago area or even Wisconsin, we are going to have an NW Lug Amtrak train, or at least hopefully a car. We have right now about 15 people coming on a train from Chicago to Pittsburgh. And we will try to get some goodies on the car if we can for two or 10 NW Lug and coming to Pittsburgh. So.
That is a phenomenal idea. Can you paint the car yellow? Yeah, travel sponsor provided by Amtrak.
That's really a great idea, Richard.
Yeah, it's right now it's a 9-hour train ride overnight, and then arrives at around 5:30 in the morning in Pittsburgh, and then we're going out for breakfast, and then probably do some crazy things afterwards before the conference. So,
what could possibly go wrong with 15 conference attendees all drinking all night on a train and then arriving at 5:30 in the morning? Just let me know which police station to come and bail you out of.
Well, Lisa should know.
No, I keep Anna quiet for her. She doesn't know about my criminal record.
Well, fantastic, guys. I'm really looking forward to all the coverage from MW Lug. I'm sure there'll be lots of tweeting and blogging going on there. Do you plan to share anything kind of socially after the event in terms of recordings or presentations or anything like that?
We will hopefully have all the presentations available for anybody to download after the conference. It usually takes about 2 or 3 weeks. We will try to do some recording. We don't have the facilities do the recording, unfortunately. It's not within our budget, unfortunately. The hotel pricing is pretty high, so we don't have the ability to do that. So, but I think we will have some of the, at least most of the sessions. Usually the speakers are quite generous in providing that to us. So,
fantastic. Well, great job, guys. I hope you have really good attendance, and it's a really good conference, and I look forward to hearing more about it at the time and afterwards. So good job. And just go around some of the other news in the Lotus community in the last couple of weeks or so since we last did an episode. First of all, Greenhouse has had an update saying that Connections 4 is coming soon. The good news is they're calling it Connections 4.0, so that must be the product name. I'm sure that's not going to surprise anybody at all in the community, but at least it's not called Next now. And Darren, I guess you've seen this. It's good news. It's going to be sort of out and public, and at least people will be able to try it out soon.
Yes. So it looks like, what is it, a year and a half late, maybe, whatever. But it looks like it's slowly starting to creep its head out of the shadows. It can only be good news. There's a, usually when you hit a 3 or a 4 release, that's when the market really starts to embrace it. We even have a rule now inside of STS that we won't touch anything that doesn't have at least a number 3 after it. So, Domino took off at version 3, WebSphere took off at version 3, version 4. Hopefully the same would be true for Connections. And it's a pretty good product of what it does. It's kind of unique. I don't think it gets the press coverage it deserves. But it's good to see. One of the things I did notice, and this has got to be a typo, but they said the Greenhouse is going to be down for 12 days while they upgrade it.
I haven't seen that myself. I'm just going there now just to see what it says about the upgrade. It certainly, I think, it's going to be down for a while. It certainly has been in previous upgrades, but I haven't seen that 12-day title. We'll see if we can find a link on that one. And Mike and Richard and Mary, I guess, as well. Have any of you seen Connections 4.0, whether in demos or anywhere in beta? Are you excited about it coming out soon?
Well, I've seen the demos. I I guess, with AntNet. And that is something that we are looking at where I work in terms of going to connections. So I am interested in, you know, what's going to happen with that and how it's going to look and a lot of the look and feel of that, because I know that's the direction too, that a lot of the X Pages stuff and a lot of templates are going there to try to get one look with all the products.
Yeah, that's right. And obviously we got Notes 854 Social Edition coming fairly soon afterwards, which is using the same version of One UI, I think, isn't it? So it'll all kind of mix in and look the same.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't looked at it. Most of our clients are all small businesses and some mid-sized businesses. So connections right now is still an overkill for them. So.
Okay. And Mary, any sign of using connections in your organization?
Well, we do have it. We don't use it, mostly because it's just a pain to get started, I believe. And right now we are just using our same time feature, and that seems to be working really well for us here. And but I have not seen the 4.0 connections either, so I can't comment on that.
And with the help of connections101.net, it becomes substantially easier to get started.
Absolutely right.
Paul, I will pass that on.
Paul and Gab are doing a great job of that site, and I encourage everybody who's interested in connections to go and have a look at connections101.net. They're doing really well. And the other one that has really kind of crept up is, I've already mentioned 854 Social Edition, but Ed Brill had a blog post out early on in the week discussing that the packaging, I think, plans have changed. So rather than shipping 854 and then shipping Social Edition separately, the plan, I think, is now to ship it as one release, which seems like a good plan, I would say.
I'm officially confused. it's better, right? The fact that it's one single installable thing, I think, is a very good step in the right direction. It would be a bit of a pain to have to install 854, then go back and install Source Edition over the top of it. And at the end of the day, if you look at the Notes client of Source Edition, you get the activity feeds, all of that integration. But basically, Social Edition really, for the general user, for Notes user, is really just a theme change. It's actually a theme that's installed, and you just get to pick it, so you can flick backwards and forwards if you want to. But also, out of all of this, it looks like there is going to be a Notes 9 or a Notes something that still may or may not be called 9. And I'm not sure what all the throw is around 9, because I sat down when I read the article the other day, and I thought, well, Oracle had 9. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of German companies didn't suddenly switched to DB2 or Microsoft SQL Server just because it was Oracle 9.
And I would say it's a fairly general comment. I think most vendors go through 9 without any problem at all. Certainly some of the web browsers have been on 9. Nobody's complained about IE9 as far as I'm aware. So
And Firefox was version 9 for 2.5 days.
and in German, 9 is not 9. It's not pronounced 9, right?
Yeah.
It's 9, isn't it?
So I tend to agree. I think 9 is the least of IBM's branding worries, really, in terms of Notes. Are they going to keep it as a Lotus product, or is Lotus going to go away as it has done for so many of the other products? Is Notes and Domino still the right names to use for this technology? As far as I'm aware, it's not so much the version number, but actually the name of Notes that is used in vain sometimes on some of the social networks. So it's interesting whether they're going to revisit the whole naming convention when we get to whatever version 9 is going to be, or whether it's just going to be a version change. It's going to be interesting to see how they handle that.
I would like to see them change the name. I don't think they're ever going to. I think that ship has sailed, and I think they made a decision after the Lotus Notes campaign was left to float in the wind. So, it's no secret me and you, Stuart, we've been pretty on the side of just changing the name, rip the band-aid off, get it done. But I just don't think it's going to happen. I think they see there's a lot of capital in the name. A lot of people know about it. It might be a lot of people don't like knowing about it, but at least they know about it. And I think that's what's maybe sticking the name where it is.
Well, just anything, main thing, just market it.
Well, that ship has sailed too.
Let's hope not. Yeah. Let's hope, you know, if they're going to go through as much thought as this in terms of how they package Social Edition and how they name whatever the next version is, then yeah, maybe there's some marketing to come with it. It would be fantastic to think that whatever they call it, they tell the customers what it's called. Yeah, if they don't, then there's no point in renaming anything. So there's no point in adding Social Edition onto the name if they're not going to tell customers that's what it is and market it as such.
Yeah, I mean, it remains to be seen. With them packaging Social Edition in with 854 as a single executable, is it still going to be called Social Edition? So, you know, this is all makes my head hurt, all of this. But there just needs to be some. It's a bit like the Lotus Live iNotes, which wasn't really iNotes, which kind of hurt my head. It's going down that road a bit, and I just think someone needs to sit down, draw a line in the sand and say, okay, this is what we are calling it. This is what you get. And if you turn this feature on, we may call it this. And it's just getting a bit too complicated. If you have to make users make decisions, then generally they're not going to make the decision. They're going to just do what they normally do and keep a constant flow of working in notes as they knew it. So I think you're right, Stuart. I think they should do. I just don't think they will because they've never really marketed individual products since 1997, 98.
Yeah. We've been over this before, haven't we, Dan? You know, let's just see. Let's hold out hope that they're going to market as well as rebrand and you know, let's see what happens. I think overall the look and feel is fantastic. You know, some people think that maybe the theme is looking a bit dark in the screenshots. I personally don't think that, having, you know, seen it in some demos and so on. I think the black and white look is pretty modern and you know, it's great. I think if they can apply that across all of the elements of the Notes client, so you know, the desktop or workspace rather, and all the, you know, bookmarks and you know, replicator page and all of that, if it all gets rebranded, then I think they're in a good place. If it's going to be a little bit more bitty than that, with some elements being re-UI'd and some not, then I think that might be a little bit more tricky to educate users about. I mean, Mary, have you seen the screenshots that are being shown of 854? You liking what you're seeing?
Yeah, I did see Ed had posted that up, and I looked at it, and I thought, my first impression was like, oh, and then I'm like looking at it, and I'm like, oh, this isn't so bad, because, you know, sometimes less is better, and that was my very first impression when I looked at the UI. I was like, oh, you know, kind of not too warm about it, and then I looked at it, and I said, oh, you know what, this is kind of classy and kind of right to the point. And, you know, maybe this will be a little bit more user friendly in the long run.
I certainly think so. I think they've done a good job. But, you know, again, it'd be interesting to see how users view it when it comes out and whether they really like the look. I certainly think it makes it look a lot more modern. So, you know, good job to IBM on that continuing work.
And it's fast. The other thing, yeah. I've used both the Notes client and the iNotes version, and the iNotes version, I've got to say, is phenomenally speedy. For all of the functionality and features that are in there, it feels a lot like the speed of light.
Well, that's what really matters, is how it works, not really how it looks, so...
Absolutely right. And last thing on our topics list for this week is a post by Tom Duff, who's been pretty active on his blog recently, discussing how lugs are kind of replacing conferences such as those that have been put on by The View and others in the past. And I guess with the discussion about MW Lug today, you know, I guess it's down to folks like MW Lug and iLug and UK Lug and B Lug and all the others in terms of providing really fantastic free conferences. And that must put some doubt in terms of those chargeable conferences. Any thoughts on that?
I don't know if it's a exact match. You know, we came up with the concept of having logs because, you know, the people that initially attended the logs didn't even go to the paid conferences. You know, they just had no budget for anything. I think I still talk to people who, you know, who have budget for conferences, paid conferences, and they still go to them. I think it we logs conferences kind of fill a niche. Now, not saying that some people who used to attend View conferences or, you know, Lotusphere now is going to logs. I'm not sure that's really true, because it kind of holds a different market. By the same time, I see people attending both of them. I think that the Lugs, offer a slightly different venue than what Lotus Fair provides, or even what View provides. I myself have never attended View, so I couldn't really say exactly that's true or not. But I think there's space for all the these types of conferences. It's really just trying to build our entire community in terms of provide information to the user. So.
Is it also a question of some of those paid events being Notes and Dominoes centric, and possibly needing to move to cover Quicker and Connections and some of the other more modern products? Because Lug seemed to do a pretty good job of covering both old and new products at the same time.
I think that with the Lugs we have more freedom. Okay, I mean we're really for example we have sessions that are nothing related to IBM products. This year, we have a whole session on responsive design. I mean, a lot of technology that may be related to can be used within the IBM community, but not necessarily related. So Lugs give you more freedom in terms of what we can present. And we try to concentrate on as many technologies that are useful for the community, whether it's IBM related or not IBM related. There were suggestions that we didn't bring some Microsoft presentations in, but there was none knocked down. But whatever is useful for our community is not. We're here to serve the community, not to serve IBM. That's a fact. Is that if it helps the community to work with IBM product, we will consider it.
I think it goes a stage deeper. There's some stuff that I agree with Tom on, and it's a long, very good, well thought out blog post, by the way, and it's got something like maybe 20 comments now on it. And I think it's a confluence of events. One is the economy does not help when you have a paid event. I think it's very difficult to get people to put down even a few hundred dollars plus a hotel, plus a flight, and all of that stuff. So it's difficult for paid conferences right now. And I also think there's been a movement where if you look at the View as a good example, the View really was a paper-based, monthly or quarterly publication. And at the time when it was around, a fair amount of people subscribed to it and bought it. But I think times have moved on now. There's a lot of people who write articles in the View that a lot of the people in the community have never heard of. So if you don't have a lot of big name people speaking who they don't know, I think it's very hard to get the hook into the potential attendee to make them go to the boss or even fork out themselves to go along. And I just think it's the social aspect of the world, the Twitter, the blogging, Planet Lotus, has maybe passed the View by specifically, a couple of years ago. And I don't think it's anything specifically that IBM are doing, or the View are doing, or the Lugs are doing. I just think the dynamics have changed. Tom also brought up a couple of good points about, the big sponsors of Lotus Fair in past years. And there's a couple of comments saying, the big sponsors don't pay as much as you would think and get a fair amount of freebies, so it offsets it. But it's a who's who have went out of business or not doing too well. You got Nokia, you got BlackBerry, you got IT Factory. I hate to say it, but GBS is on there and they're not looking too good after yesterday's announcement that the CEO has left. So, it's one of them things where IBM has to step up. This is IBM's product, and Tom has a good point about they instantly get stingy when they're asked to support users and conferences like what Stuart does, like what Mike does, like what Richard does, like what Lisa does. And it's like getting blood out of a stone, and I think that needs to change. They're not spending money on advertising, so let's spend the marketing budget where it can be used, and that's for you guys.
Yeah,
end of rant. End of rant.
Yeah, in fact, actually, IBM is not a sponsor this year for us.
Oh, interesting.
Well, that goes exactly to my point. And it wasn't because you didn't ask them, right?
Oh, yeah, we asked them over a year ago for a sponsorship.
How can IBM categorically refuse to be a premier sponsor of any Lug that even has more than 50 people there, let alone 100 or 150 people? It's insane. They've got more money than God. The share price is like a rocket. Put your hands in your pocket, you stingy...
I think there might be a beep coming after that, though. And to be fair, you know, IBM sponsored social connections and have been a tremendous help with that. But, you know, I guess marketing budgets are being squeezed. The issue is, as you say, Darren, IBM is in rude health right now. You know, if you look across the tech sector, very few are doing as well as IBM is. So there should be money swishing around to try and grow these markets.
And this is when they should really press the issue, since they are doing well, get their name out there and start pushing things and saying, hey, we're still here. We're going to be here. We're IBM. We've been here 100 years. We plan on being here another 100. So, you know, use our technology. We'll be here. We'll be here to help you. We got a great community that'll help you. And I really wish IBM would stress that more and promote things through Lugs, through other conferences, through advertising, somehow just get the word out there.
I'm sure we'll return to this in the future, but I think great post by Tom. He's written some really good blog posts recently, and the link's in the show notes if anybody else wants to go and join in that discussion. I think some really interesting points have been raised there. Once again, we've reached the end of our list of topics, so we're going to go around the table and ask for a tip from each of our guests. So Darren, kick us off.
IT folks, as a general bunch, are sedentary people. We sit in front of a computer for God knows how many hours a day. We go home, we sit on the couch, and we put an iPad on our lap. That leads to a lot of health problems. I had a lot of weight around my middle. So a couple of weeks ago, a friend of mine came to visit, and he had a Fitbit. And Lisa looked at it and said, oh, this is so going to work for Darren. So she went out and got two Fitbits, and the links are in the show notes. And the Fitbit is like guilt on your hip. It forces you to think about what you're doing. You know, park at the edge of a parking lot and walk to Walmart. Don't wait in the car for 20 minutes with the air conditioning so you can get the first parking space. Walk up and downstairs, all of that good stuff, and it tracks it. It's a beautiful integrated product with a website as well. And it, you know, it's forced me inadvertently and guilted me out to walk about 80 miles in the last 3.5 weeks just as part of my daily routine. 80 miles. I didn't think I could ever walk 80 miles, let alone 3 weeks.
Fantastic. I'm seriously impressed. I've heard other people with them, but I've not heard such positive feedback. So awesome. Definitely have to have a look at that one.
At least 3 or 4 people that have seen me with it have went out and got one themselves, and they're equally as evangelical.
So we'll see a new slimline Darren at Lotusphere this year.
Oh, I don't know about that. You'll see me be able to walk. My feet won't hurt until Thursday. That's all that means.
And Mary, do you have a tip for us?
Sure. If you're trying to lose or trying to learn X pages, don't try to do it on your own. Really get some training. And I recommend you do some research on the internet to find a good training company, because there are quite a few out there. My best tip is to find a training group of trainers that also offer mentoring. The mentoring that I have received has been really, really good, and it's been worth its weight in gold for me. And I guess that's my best tip to offer anybody learning X Pages. And of course, you know, the X Pages books, they're wonderful guides, but definitely don't shy away from getting the training and again, the mentoring. I highly recommend it.
Fantastic. And can I ask you which company you used?
I'm using TLCC, the learning company.
Howard and guys.
Howard and Paul. Excellent. Yep, they've been excellent. They helped me get my first X Page project off the ground, of course, because they offered mentoring services. So, you know, that's the key, folks. If you really need to get going on that stuff and you're like me, which is kind of like a one-woman show here, don't be afraid to go and get some help, because it's a daunting task if you have to do this on your own.
Absolutely. Thank you for that tip. That's great, Mary. And I could certainly heartily recommend TLCC as well. Do a fantastic job. And Mike, what's your tip?
Well, first off, I want to add to Mary's, because I also want to say a good source of information is Stack Overflow and the X Pages forum. There's a lot of good answers in there for problems you might be having. But my tip is obviously to attend MWLUG for great technical content. The speakers are working real hard to put their presentations together and provide great information that you'll be able to use right away in your when you get back to work. And if you can't go at MWLUG, try to go to another user group event or another LUG in your area. I think they're great. It's great to get out there and meet people and exchange information, and it's a great way to learn.
Fantastic. And it's worth mentioning, actually, that in almost every case with the user groups, the organizers and particularly the speakers give up their time for free. Even though, they're traveling, they're putting together the presentations, they're traveling, they're presenting all out of their own time and money. And so, if you go and you see a great session, make sure you thank the speaker and thank the organizers too, because they do a fantastic job. And Richard, what's your tip?
I also want to mention that I think Notes in 9, Dave Lee's site is also a really good source for X Pages on his videos. That's something that is freely available. My tip is really for X Page developers is, though you might learn X Pages, it's still you need to learn Dojo. And another big technology is responsive design, which is very popular in the community of web design. And just two great sites to go to is if you want to learn Dojo and learn from the designers themselves. Actually, it's sitepen.com. They are, the blogs and everything are really written by people who actually developed Dojo. The other one is alistapart.com. It's a really good site to learn about how responsive design works and how you can develop and design with the different frameworks. They covered a lot of the discussions about the different frameworks that are available, most of them which are free. There are some paid frameworks there that they talk about, and you can learn about how it works and how the approaches and business process they use. So,
fantastic. I've not heard of either of those sites, so I'm going to go and have a look now. They look really good. Thank you very much, Richard. And my tips, so I've got a couple. One of them is social connections. We just had our third event last month. We've got a fourth one already scheduled and coming up on the 30th of November in Amsterdam. So if you've never been to the Netherlands, or even if you're local to the Netherlands or Benelux area, make sure you get along to that. We'll be opening registration very, very soon at our new site, which is at socialconnections.info. Fantastic job by Femke and Sharon in terms of putting that together. And also a quick tip learned from previous experience is that if you lose your smartphone or your tablet, typically you have a lock code on it, and it's pretty difficult for people to work out who it belongs to. So make sure you use a lock screen image that features your phone number, email address, Twitter ID even. It certainly saved me in a couple of situations where I've had direct messages from people saying, "We found your phone." In fact, Richard, I do believe I left my phone on a table at Lotusphere one time and you got hold of me to tell me that. So lock screen images are fantastic for that, so make sure you do that. And we'll quickly go around the table one more time and ask people how do people get hold of you during the week if they want to follow up on conversations we've had on This Week in Lotus. So Darren, where do people find you?
blog.downduke.net for things semi-technically related these days, and on Twitter, Darren Duke, all one word, for my 140 character rants recently about Microsoft claiming that they're going to have an epic year.
And I tell you what, vendors, you don't want to cross Darren, because what he says on Twill becomes true maybe a year or two later, but it happens. And Mary, how do people find you?
You can contact me through my email, maryberg@charter.net.
Fantastic.
And I am on Twitter, but I don't really know what my ID is.
There you go. It's a challenge to you then. Go away and find out and put it in the show notes.
We'll make sure. Okay.
We'll nag you to tweet more regularly after that. Thank you so much for taking part, Mary. We'll have to have you back on again another time.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks for having me, guys. It was lots of fun.
Great to have you on. And Mike, where do people find you?
They find me on Twitter at MMCGAREL, first initial, last name. And I have a rarely used blog on the Bleed Yellow site, bleedyellow.com blogs, McGarrell Gramming.
Fantastic. We'll have a link to that in the show notes. And Richard, where do people find you?
You get me on Twitter at Richard Moy, just one word. And then my blog is dominointerface.com.
Fantastic. And thanks to both of you for taking part, and particularly thank you for putting together MW Lug. It looks like a fantastic conference, and good luck with it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you can find me on Twitter at Stuart McIntyre, or on a new blog, actually, at stuart-mcintyre.com, just for folks following my blogs, trying to pull everything together in one place. So go check that out. And until next week, this was This Week in Lotus. Bye.
All opinions expressed during this podcast are those of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of their employer.